Oh, how sweet it is. Trust in Jesus just to take him at his word. His word is true. It's sharp. It's quick. And we find comfort and satisfaction in his word. And I would encourage each and every one, as Pastor was encouraging you all before, the importance of reading God's word. In it we find comfort and life and peace, because these are words of our Savior, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the world, and also our eternal Father, creator of the heavens and the earth, who made all things beautiful, all creatures great and small. And I do pray that everyone that is sharing fellowship with us today, that their hearts will be richly blessed. We are addressing the problems of our churches all over the world today.
Yes.
This is not anything new. But what we have observed over the past 4 or 5 years is that there are a number of changes taking place, and the churches all over the world are being persecuted by people who are not keen to honor God, Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, three in one. We are so happy that we love to worship God in spirit and in truth, and his Son, our Lord and our Savior, and he's also called our Redeemer,
yes,
and his blessed Holy Spirit, yes, who comforts our hearts and teaches us all things.
Yes.
And that we are determined to do, because we are called apostles.
Yes.
And churches today need to understand the tremendous responsibility that is given to us. And I'm talking about churches all over the world today. We have a great responsibility, and that is to take the message of our Heavenly Father into all the world. Because of that, we are called apostles. That's the duty of the apostles, to take the message of the kingdom of God into all the world. And I do pray that as we hear the word of God today, that every one of us will understand and find our place in God's kingdom.
Yes.
Carry out the office that is given to each and every one who is a part of the body of Christ, which is called the Church of God.
Bless the Lord.
Again, friends, as we look around us, we find things that, in our own way to express it, we would say frightening things, because we have found ourselves surrounded by the prince of darkness and death, and his angels, who are demons, all over the world, is having problems. We find our brothers and our sisters in the Lord are now persecuted for righteousness' sake. And it's our business to remember them at all times in our prayers. It's very, very important, because the enemy is like a roaring lion. He's all a dragon,
yes,
a serpent.
Yes.
And so we must be conscious that he is present today in our churches, and that he tries to destroy and to bring discouragement and sadness to all people, all nations. Today we want to lift up Christ and the power of God, and also the purpose of the church, which is the believers of God's people.
Hallelujah.
We are given power to,
yes,
confound the plan of Satan. Jesus himself, speaking to his disciples, said to them, "All power is given unto me,
yes,
in heaven and in earth."
Yes.
It is all for Satan's business to bring discouragement to the believers who trust the living God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and made all things, that we can enjoy the fullness of God's love and his grace. And so today, very interesting portion of scripture we are going to be thinking of. We find the gates of our cities are being invaded by Satan and his angels that are called demons. We, the Christians, are the guards of the gates of the city. And we need to pray and trust God to give us the strength to overcome the plan of Satan, because he visits us whenever, right now, he's visiting us, because we are talking about him. And so he's here, and we have to be conscious of that. He wants to encourage us. And I must encourage you, friends, to pray for the persecuted Christians that are scattered all over the world. And over the past 4, 5, 6 years, we find that they are determined to discourage God's people. And we find that more countries in the world today are persecuting God's people. And so I just want you to understand, before I enlarge on this portion here that we're going to be studying today, that Paul the Apostle, speaking to the Corinthian church, speaks words that are rather interesting. And I'm going to take you there to the first epistle that Paul to the Corinthian Christians. And this is what Paul has to say. And if you turn to your Bible, you'll notice that Paul is also an apostle, and he addresses the church which was being tried. The enemy came into the church, tried to discourage the brethren by bringing confusion. But tonight, today, I want you to notice what happens here. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians, and I'll read, Paul speaking to the brethren, and here he is now saying to the church of which we are a part of. Never forget that. We are a part of the church of Jesus Christ. Those of us who are born again, washed in his blood, we are brought into the family of God, which is called the church. Yes, friends. Here, Paul is now speaking to the church, a church that was surrounded with demonic powers. And so they find themselves into the church as well. But I like the introduction of Paul. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. Then he went on to say in verse 2, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. I like the words that Paul the apostle speaks. One, he addresses himself to them as an apostle, which means that he is sent by God with a message to them. And this is what he has to say in verse 2, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that is in every place, called upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both here and others. Today, friends, there is much confusion as to who is the church. Jesus himself said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'd like you to know that if you are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, then, friends, you are a part of the body of Christ, which is the church.
Indeed.
And every one of us need to understand, as Paul makes it pretty clear, that when we are born again, we become children of God or disciples of Christ. But not long after that, friends, we are expected to go, because we are sometimes described as babes in Christ.
Yes.
But then, as you grow up and learn about the things of God and the kingdom of God, then, friends, we are called apostles, because we are sent by God to do his work. We are sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to do his work. And that's what Paul is saying to the Corinthian Christian. But I want to tell you here that the Corinthian church was quite a big church, surrounded with the demonic powers, which today is very active all over the world, bringing confusion, discouragement, sadness, death, because that's what his name is, a spirit of darkness and death, dragon, serpent, and so he seeks to destroy. Today, let us continue to watch out for him, because that's what Paul is doing as an apostle, because he's sent by God to watch for the church. And the church, Corinthian church, was filled with demonic practices. Oh, yes. And so this is what is happening today. We find in most countries the spirit of darkness and death is visiting God's people and bringing discouragement and sadness to each and every one. But let us continue to pray one for another, as Paul encourages us to do. We must pray. I'm not going to spend a long time on that. I just want you to know that we all have a responsibility as long as you are a part of the kingdom of God. We are not just apostles. We are called the temple of God. We are called ambassadors of God. We are called the light of Christ. And all these names we bear. And we are children of God. And we are the bride. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. We are God's bride. And so, friends, we must always be properly dressed. Dressed with the robe of righteousness, as Paul puts it here. We are saints in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Yes, friends,
yes.
We have to be properly dressed because we are the bride of Christ. Praise God. And today, the enemy is trying to destroy and to discourage the bride of Christ. But then we notice that even the disciples also, they were caught up, although they spent time with Jesus and was now given the name apostles. He then sent them out, and he changed their names from disciples. We find this over in Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 13, and chapter 9 and verse 10. And we find that in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, we find that we now are not just a follower, but we are an apostle. We are expected to take the message of God into the entire world.
Yes.
Jesus himself said this in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. We too are apostles today. And oh, how we need apostles, friends. The fields are white, all ready to harvest. Jesus sent his disciples out after teaching them and preaching that they could hear as well. He sent them out, and you notice in Luke chapter 6, verse 13, chapter 9, and verse 10, their names were changed to apostles because they were sent out to preach and teach the word of God. I think that's quite a lot for the introduction. Now, let me take you over to the scriptures that you have heard read earlier on. Quite an interesting portion of scripture. And again, you'll notice, friends, that the enemy is pretty busy. He's busy over in the Old Testament. He's busy in the New Testament. He's busy now, as I said earlier on. He is with us right here, just now. You'll be surprised to know. The demons, which are the devil's servants, are all over the world. He visited God when God was speaking with his sons. We find that the demon, Satan, came big conversation with God. Oh, he challenged God. But then, by the help of God, if you read that wonderful book of Job, you'll find, friends, that God will always have the victory. And I want to encourage the believers today, the tests and the trials will come. But then, if we have the Lord with us, he will guide us, he will keep us, he will protect us. As the psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. And I want you to know, friends, today, those of you that are hearing my voice, we have God who is eternal, creator of the heavens and the earth. We have his son, which means his, Jesus is his name, which means savior. He is our redeemer, and we have him with us, friends. He's always praying for us. He's always ministering to us. And how can I leave out the Holy Spirit who teaches us all things? And so as part of the church of God today, we must equip ourselves so that the Savior can send us out as apostles to win this world for the kingdom of God. Praise his wonderful name. This is what the Word of God tells us here in Kings. Sister Bernice read it for us earlier on. Interesting Old Testament portion of Scripture. Kings. And that's something. 1 Kings chapter 18. And we're going to spend some time there today. 1 Kings 18. I would like for you to turn to 1 Kings because it's an interesting portion of Scripture. Yes. Listen to what the Word of God says here. Chapter 18. Verse 18. And he answered the king. We have many kings all over. They come in different forms. Yes. And we are so thankful that we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise his name. And he reigns. Praise his wonderful name. He reigns. Here, King Ahab, ruling over the children of Israel. And listen to me, he led the children of Israel astray. This is happening all over the world today.
Yes.
Our rulers, our leaders, our kings are now persecuting the citizens of the countries that they now rule over, leading us into idol worship, demonic acts all over the world. And if you don't do that, you are then being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And today, we have to put on the whole armor of God and get ready to fight against the enemy of God and his people, which are you and myself. Yes, we have many of our people that are locked away and are persecuted in the country to which they were brought up. And because they stand up for Jesus and become soldiers of the cross and also apostles who try to spread the kingdom of God wherever they are locked away, persecuted for righteousness' sake. And we must remember that King Ahab and his dear wife, they led the children of Israel astray to worship idols. And friends, if you study about that idol worship that they were led into, it was frightening. And that we see now all over the world today. They are practicing a type of worship that King Ahab had introduced to the children of Israel. Sad to say, the children of Israel, like what is happening today, embrace these teachings, practice these teachings, and was led astray. The Word of God says here, friends, and he answered, verse 18, I have not troubled Israel.
Yes.
But thou.
Yes.
And their father's house. In that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. And thou hast followed Baal.
Yes.
That's the answer that Ahab got. They have led us through. They means Ahab and Jezebel.
Yes.
Led the children of Israel astray. They failed to worship God in spirit and in truth with all their hearts, with all their souls, and with all their minds and their strength. They turn away. And everything that we see now that is being practiced in the different countries all over the world, those are the evil things that King Ahab and Jezebel, his wife, introduced to the children of Israel that are called the children of God. And they're called the bride of God. Yes, friends. And we today must stand up for Jesus. And be soldiers of the cross. Lift high the royal banner.
Yes
friends. Lift it high. We have all different kind of flags all over the world today that are being put on display to worship false gods.
Yes.
But today I am challenging the Christians, because if you've been listening keenly, you'll notice that there are many voices asking, pray for America.
Yes.
And I'm encouraging this assembly. We must continue to pray for this country.
Yes.
Because gates of our cities, gates of our states are left open for demons to come in.
Yes.
And they possess every area of our country, of our nation.
Yes, sir.
In our homes, in our schools, in our community, in our workplace. Oh, friends, the demons are all over us. They drive with us in our buses. They drive with us in our cars. They shop with us each day. And they are in our homes, destroying families.
Yes.
Destroying our young people.
Yes.
And also, friends, destroying our nation. And we must understand that. But by God's help, we're going to stand up for Jesus. And we are not going to give up, friends, because Jesus said to the disciples who became apostles, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise his wonderful name. Yes. And I'm encouraging the brethren today to let us stand up for Jesus. And remember, friends, you are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. You are the temple of God. Oh, yes. And we must be sanctified as Paul introducing the Corinthian church. Yes, we have to be sanctified.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Yes.
Very important. We have to be. If we're not, then we're going to be in trouble. We are in trouble. Jesus speaking to the multitude, and he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. What are we seeing? Disasters after disasters, one after the other. Why? Because men have turned away from God. The Bible teaches, friends, that God says, I am a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. We should serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Look at what is happening with our young people. The kings of the different nations are destroying the young people, destroying our children, destroying our home, our family, in all different kind of things. Why? Because the gates of the cities are swinging wide open to the demon of darkness and death.
Yes.
Destroying families. It was so sad to hear the news yesterday saying that, think of it, America, who spends so much money on our children, we provide for them. We provide buses, drivers, teachers, and yet they are running last in the world. They cannot read or write. Think of that, because they are studying about the God of Baal.
Yes.
Homosexuals, lesbians, all of these things are being taught in our schools today. We have lost a wonderful history book, the Bible. Is taken out of our schools, out of our homes, out of our hotels, all these places you could go and you would find the Word of God, but not so anymore. But thank God, if we the Christians continue to stand up, we will overcome. We must have the Ten Commandments in our schools, in our homes, in our courthouses, in our business places, display all over. God says, I am a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We should serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. And if we keep and practice the commandments of God, we will live in righteousness, in peace and love with each other. But today, what is happening? War and rumors of war. Destructions all over the world today. Aeroplanes. Think of it. At my age, I'm now hearing that the aeroplanes, which are built by experts, windows are falling out, doors are falling off, the wings are falling off. All of these things are happening. It's not safe anymore. Why? Because the people who are working on these things are demonic. They are possessed with devils. They do all kind of rotten things. And our lives is at stake. But then, friends, let me take you to the Word of God again. Here the scripture says in verse 19, now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel. Send and gather all Israel. This is what is happening to the churches today. The kings, like Ahab, are gathering all the Christians today. If you lift up the name of Christ, they are persecuting us. Yes, and destroying us. We see it over the past 4, 5, 8 years. They are destroying the lives of Christians, burning down their homes, destroying their families, and things like that. Here the word of God says, now therefore send and gather to me all Israel onto Mount Carmel and the prophets. Of Baal, 450. Think of that. And the prophets of the groves, 400. Yes. Which eat at Jezebel's table. Where were they eating? With Jezebel's, as Ahab's wife.
Yes. Yes.
Here we have to be so careful of the things we eat. Come on. Because they are being destroyed. The things we are eating are being destroyed by what they are putting into the things. And so we are losing our minds. We are not keeping the best of health because of what we are eating. Why? Because you'll be surprised to know the people who are manufacturing these things are a part of the God of Ahab. Yes. Listen what verse 20 says, and he had sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah, thank God for men like Elijah. How we need them, friends. We need them. We need more men in our churches today. Yes. And Elijah came unto all the people, and I underline the word all.
Yes.
The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long? And I'm asking you today as well, how long? Between two opinions. We find that Christians are now turning their backs on Christianity to follow our leaders today. If Lord thy God follow him, it would be nice if we would all follow God, because he's all wise, creator of the heavens and the earth. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, and I underline that word, not a word. We testify to people today, tell them about the things of God, and they just walk away and leave you.
Yes.
We pray for them, and again they laugh at you and pray. Many are asking, if there is a God, why are we having so many disasters around us? Why? Because we are a wicked set of people. We are now serving all kind of demons around us today. We are practicing demonic things in our schools, in our homes, in our business places, in the marketplace, all over. But then, friends, the word of God says, then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain prophet of who? Of the Lord. Are you going to testify like Elijah? But he had prophets, 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks. And let them choose 1 bullock for themselves and cut in pieces these bullocks as sacrifice. I wanted to know, because many of you might not know, we have the demonic people that are serving all kind of demonic gods and practices, practice in our cities, practice in our community? Yes. It's not the word of God. Then Elijah, unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Abel's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks. Elijah is challenging them. You know why I pause here, friends? Because the God that we serve is very much alive. He sees and he hears and he knows exactly what is happening. Genesis chapter 6 tells us that he knows that the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Their thoughts, the things they continue to think about, is evil continually. And he speaks of violence, wickedness. All these things, friends, are now being practiced in the different nations of our world today. I'm going to take you to the part that is so interesting. We serve a God that has eyes to see and ears to hear, lips to speak. He has hands of righteousness and hands that are powerful, that can destroy anything he wants, because he is the maker of all things, friends. And he says we should serve him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. Why? Because he's a jealous God. He says we should not have any other God before him. Today, let us look to the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look to the Eternal Father, God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth. Let us look to the blessed Holy Spirit, who teaches us and guides us into all truth. Listen what happens, friend. Ahab brought his sacrifices and they placed them on the altar. And this is happening all over the world today. We have where the demonic people are offering sacrifices all over the world today. But thank God we are a church that stand up for Jesus, a church that says that if he lives in us, we are the light of the world, because Jesus is the light of the world and he lives in us.
Yes.
We should walk in righteousness. Praise his wonderful name. And in coming to a close very soon, I want you to know, friends, that Jesus, after teaching the disciples and made them apostles, the time came when he should die for the entire world, that all men can have everlasting life. And there it is, the word of God says, he took his disciples with him and he went up into the mountain to pray, because it was coming to the time when he would offer himself as a living sacrifice. But then, what was the disciples who became apostles were doing? The word of God tells us, friends, they were fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus is praying, he is interceding with the Father and also with the Holy Spirit. But then he came and he asked them the question, could you sleep? Could you pray with me 1 hour? It's difficult to get God's people to come to prayer meetings.
Yes.
It's difficult to get them to fast and pray. It's difficult to get them to testify about the goodness of God, what God has done for them. Yes. We today have to understand, friends, that if we stand up for Jesus, He will protect, He will guide us, and lead us in the path of righteousness. Now, let me take you to the interesting part. The Word of God says here that Elijah asked the people, come unto all the people, and said, how long will ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. If you ask many of the believers today, they will tell you, Pastor, we try to be an apostle to the many that I see from day to day, telling them about the kingdom of God, but they make light of it. Today, friends, again, let me remind you of what Jesus said in speaking to the multitude as well as the disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They made light of the message that Noah preached to them, a people that was practicing all manner of evil, but God in his love and his grace and his mercy continue to tell them that they need to repent because we are going to have problems. What are the problems? We're going to have rain, but we've never seen rain. Oh, I'm making a boat, a ark, to rescue the people if you would only repent. But they made light of it. Today, friends, we are preaching and lifting up Christ. We are lifting up God, our Heavenly Father. But people are making light of it. Yeah. You know, it's a frightening thing to see you cannot keep up with a boat or a ship. And every time I try to imagine the people when they finally heard the rain and saw the rain and saw the floods coming up, they tried to swim to get to the ark.
Yes.
But it was too late. The Bible tells us, friends, that God closed the door of the ark. And today, friends, we have to be careful of the time of grace. Grace, wonderful grace. God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Yeah. Many are traveling and you don't know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But Pastor, I don't see anything wrong in what I'm doing. Yes, because you are walking in spiritual darkness. Yes, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Would you come and let him lead the way for you into the path of righteousness? Yes. The scripture says that they turned down the invitation of Elijah. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal prophets are 450 men. I'm going to ask you today, would you, by faith, try to see Jesus as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The people at Noah's time were eating and drinking, making merry and making much of what they continue to hear. Today, it's happening, friends. Why? Because the demons, Satan and his demons, the dragon, the spirit of darkness, I don't see anything wrong in what I'm doing, Pastor. I don't see anything wrong in going here or doing this or doing that. What is happening, friends? Our young people are dying. Our middle-aged people are dying. Yes, our children are dying. Think of the ugly things that our leaders are now leading our adults to do. Our children and our young people to do. And they all feel it's right. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I must close on this note. The Bible says, friends, that they place sacrifices upon the altar. And the gods of Baal, they cried out. They cut themselves. There was no fire to distinguish the water that was thrown there, and the wood, and the sacrifices. And they cried out, and they cut themselves, says the scriptures. And they did this almost the entire day. But thank God that we still have many Elijah around the place.
Amen.
Are you a Elijah today, friends? Why not let us all go up to Mount Carmel? Praise his wonderful name. Let us not do like what the disciples did, fast asleep at the time when Jesus is interceding for you and myself, because it was coming to the time when he would die. And so he's asking God to have mercy. Have mercy. Today, friends, Jesus is at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for you and myself, because he's the great high priest, asking the Heavenly Father to have mercy on the people that are on earth here. Oh, friends, I'm going to close. Look at what is happening today. Ships, aeroplanes, fires, all different kind of frightening things are happening that we never hear of before. Why? Because we are living in the last days, and Jesus said it. In the last days, you would see this thing. Are you going to wait until you die? I was watching my phone on Friday night. And you were playing a pilot, a nurse, a sick patient, and the parent of the sick patient and two others. No more than 3 minutes after the plane took off, it crashed into a car park. Yes. What an explosion it was. People dying, motor vehicles, buildings, properties, all over. The firefighters couldn't manage it, friends. People were in their homes sleeping, didn't know that they would die. No, those that were in the plane were going to the hospital to get treatment for that child. They never reached. Many were going about their business, shopping and driving about their business, but never reached where they were going. Yes. Now is the accepted time, says the Word of God. Tomorrow may be too late. Are you going to wait for tomorrow? When you can read now, the pilot meant good, taking off the patient to take them to another hospital. No more than 3 minutes. And there were no more. Today, are you going to wait for this afternoon? Are you going to wait for tomorrow morning? We then hear of the two aeroplanes that crash in the air. They were all experts. Look how many lives lost in those minutes, friends. Are you going to wait until you are going to visit a loved one or your parents, your relatives, and you take the plane, but you never reach? You drive the car, but you never reach. You run off the road. Another demonic driver crash your car, and you never live. But you know what is always frightening, friends? The demonic drivers always live. Yes, I always wonder about that thing. But you know what is happening? God has been extending his mercy towards you and you and you. And you drive to work every day and you drive back. But you never give God thanks for journey mercies when you have so many demonic drivers out there on the road, recklessly driving and destroying families. A husband leave for work or a wife leave for work, but they never get back home because of careless drivers, demonic drivers on the road. Now is the accepted time. What was the result? The result from the scriptures that we have been reading, the word of God says that Elijah got them together and he prayed. Yes, friends, I am going to encourage you. Pray. Pray, church, without ceasing.
Amen.
Pray and stop making excuses for not coming to the prayer meetings. Oh, yes. I know of many, many people since November of last year haven't spoken to their friends or their relatives. Ah, yes, up until this morning, they haven't spoken to their relatives or friends. Why? Because of hatred. Because they are serving to God. And that will destroy their lives. Yes. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen to what the scripture says in closing. Word of God tells us, friends, that when Elijah prayed, let me read verse 21 of chapter 18. And he straightened himself up on the children 3 times and cried. And the little boy came alive. But then, listen what happened here now. The time came when Elijah repaired the altar and the sacrifice was prayed. Hear me, says Elijah, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can we as a church pray a prayer like this, friends? Listen. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. That this people, the people that we're talking to each day, may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Praise his name.
Yes, yes.
There are many, many people, Christians, for 4 years haven't gone back to church. But today we are praying, friends, that you will turn yourself back to God and serve him in spirit and in truth, yes, with all your heart and with all your soul. We are introducing the true and the living God. Yes. Will you come to him? Come near, says Elijah. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor. Verse 30, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him and repented. Are you going to turn your heart to the Lord today? Oh, how we need a revival. I'm going to stop here now in this country. I remember the days when children had to take their Bible to school. There were Bibles in the library. But then I cannot forget many years ago, in 95, 94, when I went back to Jamaica and found out that they had copied what they were doing here in America, not taking Bibles to school anymore. I remember, friends, as a child, the first thing on our book list in going back to school was a Bible. And we knew various portions of the scriptures. But then when I went back, friends, it cost me thousands of dollars annually to take Bibles back to Jamaica, to hand out to the students in schools. And oh, you'd be surprised to know, the last time I visited Jamaica, only hear a parent telling me, Pastor Fiani, my son still have his Bible. Praise God. Today, friends, that's a wonderful thing to hear. How many of the Bibles that were given away, where are they today? They come here to this country to visit on holidays. And so they hear that, oh, we don't have Bibles here in schools anymore. In America, we don't have Bibles in our libraries anymore. We don't have Bibles on our coffee table anymore. We don't even call the name of God because we will be embarrassed. Yes, that's what is happening in this our country. But I'm going to encourage you now all, the churches, let us all be apostles. Let us all be prophets. Yes, as of today. And take the word of God everywhere we go and testify of the love of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that today we would have a revival in many, many churches that were closed for many years now, all because of the many Ahabs and Jezebels that we have in this country and in other countries too. Yes, God have mercy, we pray, and give us a revival as the cry and the advertisement is on the radio each day. Pray for America. I'm going to encourage you today from my microphone. Let us pray for America. Let us pray for our homes. Let us pray for the persecuted Christians. Let us pray that God will raise up more apostles, prophets, to lift up the name of Christ and become an ambassador of Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, move now in a special way and bring conviction to the hearts of each and every one that have heard your word today, that they may turn to God and serve him as God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. Give us a harvest of souls today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.